Welcome to Michigan Sunriseside today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Shoreline Players is our good friend Sue Miller. How are you today, Sue?
I'm busy.
I'll bet you are. Well, there's a production going on right now, but you're already preparing for the next big production for you guys.
I know. Isn't it? It's a crazy schedule. It is. In order to put a show on, sometimes, you know, people walk through the door and they think, oh, this is a nice little show, and they don't always realize how much time gets spent on that nice little show.
Exactly. And what's happening tomorrow night and Thursday night speak volumes to that, because you guys are already getting ready to hold auditions for that next one.
We are. We're going to be holding auditions for our spring production, which is the comedy spinoff.
Oh, okay,
so
spinoff.
That'll be keeping us busy. We'll go right from one into the next one.
All right, so you're going from a nice mystery into a great comedy called Spinoff. Now, you're looking for folks right now for that. Give us an idea of what people need to do if they're going to come out and audition.
Well, there's a cast of six for this production, and it divides up nicely. We need three men and three women. Two of the characters, one female and one male character, are both a little bit younger. Early 20s is what they have to be able to portray. We don't check your birth certificate. We just say you have to be able to portray these characters.
Gotcha.
At these ages. And then for the other two men, they will be portraying characters in their 40s. And for the two women, characters in about their mid-30s, roughly. And again, it is a comedy. So when you come out to audition, there's really no experience required. If you've done it before, wonderful. If you haven't, that's okay, too. You can come out and do this. And all we ask is that you have a willingness to try something new and you're ready to have a little fun.
All right. Now, when are the auditions taking place and where, Sue?
The auditions are Wednesday, March 6th and Thursday, March 7th from 6:30 to 8:30. You don't necessarily have to get there at 6:30 and stay till 8:30. That's kind of the window we allow for people to come in and audition. And the auditions are at our theater, the Shoreline Players Theater, which is located in the old Wordsmith District, and we're right next to the Robert Parks Library.
Exactly. So come on out. They don't need to bring anything with them, do they?
No, they do not. Absolutely not. This is a fun show, kind of a silly show. There's a bank official who unwittingly picks up a briefcase and he comes home with all this money that he had no intention of taking. So then he begins to try and figure out how he's going to get it back to the bank without anyone knowing. And at the same time, his boss kind of says to him, hey, we've got some money missing. I need you to help me find it.
Gotcha. All right. So it sounds like an interesting play.
Along the way, there's a lot of twists and turns to getting that money to where it's supposed to be and figuring out who actually took it and why. So even though it's a comedy, there's a little bit of mystery going on, but it's a whole lot more silly than mystery.
It sounds like it. All right. So you need three men and three women for this, and they can come on out Wednesday night and Thursday night and audition for the play.
Absolutely. And kind of an important thing to note is the production dates for the show are the last weekend of April and the first weekend of May. So very important to be available for those two weekends if you do audition, you know, because if you're cast, you're going to be busy those two weekends for sure.
Exactly. Now, what about, do you still look for like behind the scenes crew and things like that? Do you need volunteers to help with that too?
Oh, boy, do we. We always need volunteers.
There
so if
go.
That's something you're interested in, we encourage you to come out to the auditions, meet the director, and I myself am producing the show, and we'd be happy to talk to people who are interested in aside from people interested in auditioning, people who just might want to volunteer, because you're right, we always need people backstage, we always need people in tech, people can help with house committee, ushering, there's always, you know, I always say our house is just a bigger version of your house. There's always things that you can do, whether you have any background in theater or not.
All right. Very good. Shoreline Players holding auditions for Spinoff, which will be in production at the end of April and beginning of May, tomorrow night and Thursday night, 6:30 to 8:30 at the theater there on Skeel Avenue in Oscoda. And always a pleasure to have Sue Miller on. Sue from the Shoreline Players. I know we'll be talking to you again very soon, but thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunriseside today.